Rokan Show with Anna DeBlantis right here on 720 WGN. All right, she's with us.
She is. And look, she brought wine and chocolate.
She's the wine whisperer. She's Kristen Ellis. She is from Binney's. She's been on this program for the last number of years. She's one of the finest guests we've ever had on this program because
she's amazing.
She brings wine and then she articulates it properly.
Mm-hmm.
And by the time she's done explaining it, I've totally lost interest because the wine has hit me and I'm like, and then I can't remember.
Just nodding.
Then the next day, I'm like, I got to get this stuff. I got to have it. And then I cannot remember what it is. So thank God, we put this up on the website so people can get to see that and go through and figure out what wines they want to get. Because as we discuss them, it's really hard to be writing down, especially if you're driving your car and all that. So this is a good way to do this. You always think about like the holidays. You do this for Thanksgiving and Christmas and sometimes for summer barbecues. But it's tricky. Valentine's Day, isn't it?
I don't think so.
Oh,
no.
Well, look at that.
Sorry. Hey, thanks for that warm welcome. I really appreciate that. I love you guys.
We love you too, Kristen.
I'm happy to be here. No, Valentine's Day is easy. It's just about being together and sharing the love. And what makes you feel more loving than a glass of red wine? You know, that's it.
But you can get the wrong wine, can't you? And then you see the person you love, the person you love, just like their face crinkle up, like, oh, I mean, you just don't want that.
So I'm going to set an intention for today. It's about wine and chocolate. And there you can go wrong. So dry wine and sweet food.
Okay.
No.
No.
The answer is no.
No.
I didn't know that.
The answer is no.
Yes.
Wait. No dry wine with sweet food.
Dry wine and sweet food do not go together. You're asking for a calamity on the palate.
Calamity.
It just
tastes. Calamity.
Oh, the worst. The worst.
The worst. The worst type of calamity. Yeah.
Exactly. Yeah. I mean, even if there's an ice storm or snowstorm or rainstorm outside, don't want that.
No, I don't want
that. No. Yeah, absolutely not.
Okay. So you want sweet wines with sweet food.
Exactly. Okay. So sweet wines are meant to go with more dessert style.
And dry with savory.
Exactly. Right. Or salty.
Mm-hmm.
Anything like that.
Got it.
Yeah. Or tart, whatever it is.
Tart,
but you just want to watch. So chocolate, you know, your sweetheart comes to the door.
Uh-huh.
He or she has a bottle of dry champagne and some milk chocolates. And, you know, you can't kick them to the curb because, you know, you love them.
Yeah.
But they need to understand that they're setting you up for kind of a bad flavor combination in terms of dry and
sweet. How dare you set me up for a bad flavor combination?
I bet you've been accused of that, Rome.
Yes, I've been accused of a lot of things. Mostly I've been innocent.
Not guilty. That's right. Yes.
All right. So let's start with this.
Okay.
I show up at the door.
Right.
Here I am. I show up at the door and I want to have a champagne.
Yes. So I brought you a Method Cap Classique from South Africa. I don't think I've shown a South African wine on the show yet.
I think that's true.
So here I am.
Had one ever.
And this is one of the favorite brands of Chicago's own Barack Obama.
Very interesting.
And so he was. And whether we hope for or not, nonetheless, he loves this brand. And I guess presidents can't serve anything but domestic wines at state functions.
That was a rule that was set
by LBJ back in the 60s.
And Donald Trump, because he's got a winery in Virginia, finest wines in the entire state of Virginia.
Green light on those, you know, but Graham Beck, poor Graham Beck. So, you know, Barack had to wait till after.
He
would drink this. So anyway, we've got a Brut Rosé from Graham Beck. It's a Pinot Noir
Graham
and Chardonnay.
Beck.
Yep, Graham Beck out of Robertson,
now,
South Africa.
You know, the thing about South African wines are amazing.
They're overlooked, underrated.
Yes.
And the prices are fantastic because they're kind of like a secret. It's kind of like Greek wines, you know?
Right.
I feel like people just don't gravitate towards them, so the prices just haven't gone up.
That's true.
It's a great secret in your back pocket, South Africa and Greece.
Yeah.
But so here we are, delicious, fruity. So when we're talking about chocolate and Valentine's Day, you have to go for wines that are kind of more on the fruitier side.
Fruit forward.
Exactly. So they're still considered, in terms of sugar sweetness, still considered dry, but really quite fruity on the palate.
And a little bit of mineraliness on the nose.
Gosh, the student is becoming the master. I mean, right
young
before
Jedi.
My eyes. Yeah.
Look at her. Look at her working.
I'm going to put my glass down. I am done. I'm retired.
Oh, geez.
Yeah. All right. Yeah.
So wait, South Africa is known for the rosés and what else? Or what are they known for?
Well, they're really known for Chenin Blanc.
Okay.
Another grape called Pinotage, kind of a cross. It's sort of more or less indigenous to that country, but really Bordeaux varieties. And Graham Beck, I think, really holds the helm for quality sparkling wine.
And this is just, how much is it?
$16.99.
Oh, my God.
I know.
$16.99 for this bottle.
Isn't that incredible? Right.
So even if you do bring this with milk chocolate and get dumped, like, didn't cost you a lot.
No.
What am I supposed to do this with?
Oh, well, for this, I would do kind of more of your savory appetizers, okay. But dark chocolate. If you have to have a chocolate right, with this wine, I would do a dark.
I have a dark chocolate in front of me?
So I brought milk and dark, so we can kind of experiment with all four of the wines we're going to show today.
I just want to point out that I hate the dark chocolate.
Gee, Liam, quit while you're ahead.
I'd like to chew on the dark chocolate.
You sound like me at like 2 in the morning on Saturday.
That's Liam Neeson non-apology apology tour.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. Oh, I love you guys. That's great.
All right, hold on. I'm doing this with the, I got the chocolate. It's going great. People love when you eat on the radio. Hold on.
Oh, man. When we do it in the podcast and I hear myself smacking and swallowing, oh, I hate myself.
Not a good sound.
No.
That's very good together.
Don't you think?
Delicious.
So the higher the proportion of cacao, we're talking, 65, 70%, the safer you are with a drier style of wine. The milk chocolate, try it with the milk. This is science.
Do not. Do you see?
Give him a bad flavor combination.
Don't do that.
Well, I just want him to experience.
I would have to kick you to the curb immediately. Didn't you just say that?
It's a lot. It's 18 floors down. Please don't.
All right. What do we got? All right. So now that's. All right. So the Graham Beck Brut Rosé.
Yes.
$16, $16.99 a bottle at Binney's, and you go to the South African wine selections there, or do you go to Champagne?
This would be in the fizz section. Okay, so where all the bubbles are kind of kept together. So ask for bubbles there, please.
So it's like the United Nations over in the fizz section.
I like where you're going with this.
Okay.
Exactly right. And French tends to be the number one language. So go figure.
Perfect.
Yeah. I like you. Yeah. That's great.
Well. It depends on that. Yes, that's not very popular now because Joe Ricketts hates France. All right, all right. So now we're going to move on to the Clark and Sheffield Merlot. Now we've had this before.
We've had Clark and Sheffield, the brand, the winery has made a few different wines that we sell here at Binney's, and this is the Merlot. So we've tasted the Legacy Red, which was
that
a favorite.
Amazing.
You bought six bottles after I showed that to you.
That is very correct.
Thank you for that purchase,
you're
kind
welcome.
Sir.
Thank you.
I appreciate that. Mm-hmm. And we tasted the Cabernet, and now we're tasting the Merlot. So Merlot is lower in acidity and therefore going to work a little bit better with our chocolate pairings today.
And which are we going with, the light chocolate?
I say try this with the milk. This
the
is
milk
the one
chocolate.
That would work the best. All if right. you have to go milk and you don't like dark, then right. I think this fruity California Merlot from Clark and Sheffield is going to... Don't make that face.
I just love the fact that Kevin right now is looking like, I'm not going to put up with any of this crap. I mean, would you even begin, if you show up at the door, are you going to show up at the door, you want wine and chocolates, what are you going to do?
I just bring Miller Lite and pizza.
You bring what you like? It's very romantic.
Are you single? Because I have a lot of girls that would love to date you.
Oh, perfect. Yeah, I'm single.
Just don't.
Ro will give you my number.
Yep. They're from Wisconsin, so that works out well.
I just hit Ro up when it comes to wine. I'm so lost in the wine department. I have no idea. Really, the only time I drink wine is if Ro takes us out for dinner or something.
Right on. Dude.
Great.
You like it?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I love it.
Okay, this is working too. Right. And it's Clark and Sheffield brand.
There's something about this brand. It's
you can't
really
go wrong.
Good.
They really do good, consistent, clean, correct examples for a lovely price, $14.99, this Merlot. So if
and
know,
it's
like
Clark
said,
and Sheffield.
Clark
so
and
there's
Sheffield.
Like, nostalgia.
Exactly. Yep. Going all the way back
beautiful.
To 1948.
And you can just walk into Binney's and go, what's that brand that's about the streets? And they'll know what it is because it's the house brand.
Exactly. Okay. Absolutely. Yep. So you like it with the milk?
I do.
So it's a safe bet.
Pretty fantastic.
Right. All right. Hold on. We're going to find out what the next two, but first we got to check in with Kim Gordon. And also I have to properly swallow or spit or do something. I'm not quite sure what I have to do here. But I've got to use my toothbrush to get the stuff out. I don't know. There's something here. Kim Gordon standing by in the Northwestern Medicine Newsroom. That's at the top of the hour. Kristen Ellis, she's the Wine Whisperer, and she's here from Binney's.
Yes.
And she's got the whole thing figured out.
Totally. So far, amazing. Under $20 to... phenomenal wines.
Thank you.
So this is for Valentine's Day.
Yes.
And what she's done is she figured out how to pair the wines with the chocolate. So gentlemen, I'm trying to make Kev into a man about town, into a suave sophisticate.
What did you call him? A man on the make?
Yes.
Man on the make.
Right.
Ooh.
Man on the make.
I like that.
Kevin Powell, man on the make. And now for Kevin...
no one's really sure what that is.
I am trying to make Kevin understand the finer points of you know, of romancing the ladies.
Right.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
And we were a little troubled when he said.
Because I've been so successful at it, I figured I would share all of my secrets of success.
Trial and error. Yeah. You learn from mistakes.
Yes, exactly.
And when he kind of bothered us a little bit when I just heard the beer in the Miller Lite. I don't know.
If Kevin comes to the door with, these are four wines you've chosen here. You can get them at WGNradio.com. Here you can find the list here, yep, that we've come up with. And you go into Binny's and you're able to purchase these. And what kind of chocolate would you suggest you bring in? Like a big heart of chocolate or just like a chocolate bar?
Oh, gosh. Wine for shock value, the bigger the better. That's what I say. Yeah. You know, but yeah, just dark chocolate and pretty high end. Go for it. No Hershey's. Like, I mean, I know I brought you guys Hershey's.
A little Fannie Mae action.
Yeah, Fannie
Mae's quality, awesome. Solid. Yeah, yeah, for sure.
Trinidad's.
The Vosges chocolates are amazing.
Oh, Kevin.
Another local brand.
Oh.
Get a heart-shaped pizza and Vosges chocolates, dude.
Money.
Yeah.
Perfect.
Yeah. They've got like matcha green tea mixed with dark chocolate.
It's crazy
and
what
chili
they do.
And,
yep.
Miller Lite in the bottles, the fancy stuff, none of the canned stuff.
And this champagne beers, yeah, for sure.
So of the four, you brought a South African rosé, sparkling rosé.
Yep.
Clark and Sheffield Merlot. You got a red here, the Pessimist Red. We haven't tried this one yet. What does this one do?
So I brought this for all the Valentine's Day haters out there that still want to pair with chocolate, you know, because maybe you're having wine and chocolate for other reasons on Valentine's Day.
Yeah.
And that's totally cool. Pessimist Red comes from Lodi, California. The parent company is Dow. They do great quality wines. This is a Zinfandel, Syrah, Petite Syrah, and
Tannat
blend.
So it's white with milk chocolate or dark chocolate?
Dark chocolate.
Dark chocolate.
We're getting
chocolate.
A little bit into the deeper, richer, but you'll notice this
got
wine
this cab,
is still
like,
fruitier.
Taking notes.
Right.
Yep.
The fruitier the wine, the darker the chocolate.
Right.
The drier the wine, the darker the chocolate.
That's what I meant.
You don't want a bad flavor combination.
No. Exactly. You don't want to
don't
just,
want that, Kev.
That'd be a disaster.
Don't want that.
No.
But if you'll notice another thing we'll talk about here, my Wisconsin accent just totally shot out there, is we're matching weight and weight. That's kind of the number one rule.
They do that in Wisconsin too, by the way.
Amen, brother. Yeah. So kind of big, full-bodied wines with heavier foods, right?
Oh.
And chocolate's not light. It's definitely got some weight to it. So we see how we have a rich, full-bodied wine and kind of a rich, more or less full-bodied chocolate.
Perfect.
That was great.
All right.
Actually, those two things went together, so they tasted like one item by the time I was swallowing them.
So we have a symbiosis of deliciousness.
Yeah, that's right. A symbiosis of deliciousness.
Symbiosis.
I think we need
remember that,
Kevin.
Use that line, Kevin. Sounds great.
The symbiosis. How do you say the word?
So,
lady reporter. What we got
lady
here?
Lady wine guy, girl.
Lady journalist.
We got a symbiosis of deliciousness here. I got the pessimist, and we're going to put some dark chocolates with it, and you're going to really like it.
You really feel the weight and weight combination here.
Yeah. Full body.
What'd you say? She's going to say, yeah.
I brought pizza, too. You got a ESPN?
Right.
Illinois State's playing tonight.
Happy Valentine's Day.
Binnies.com. For all of your needs. For all the things that you need.
Yeah.
Also Facebook, go to Binnie's as well, and you can see all of this. And then go to WGNradio.com. We're gonna have a list of all the things we just did right here.
Cool. Yeah.
All right.
Awesome. Beautiful.
Kristen Ellis, you are the wine whisperer. You have
Thank
done
you.
An amazing thing. You have I am sure there should be children named after you by the time this
I
is
hope
done
so.
Here.
It's an 80s name, so bring it back. Kristen is a good, strong name.
Very solid.
Yes.